put out the challenge on our blog, and you did respond. Our caption writing contest from Oscar night got a huge response. I have to imagine, I'm glad I wasn't sitting in on having to decide who won the caption contest. Two people who were involved with that process are our web editor, Laura Conaway, and producer, Caitlin Kenny. And they're in the studio, so tell us what happened. Hey, you guys.
Yeah, it was pretty hard to decide. There was about, we got over 1,000 responses to this caption contest, which is great. And people were so creative. They were so funny and original. Literally, we spent, you know, at least an hour and a half going through these, trying to decide and fighting, like, this one's better. No, I think that one's better. It was just really hard to choose. And I definitely have to give props out there to our Twitter nation. I put out the call actually while the Oscars were going on. I was on the Twitter and the comments just started flooding in. The Twitterers were all over this contest.
It was actually really fun to do. And it's so funny because you'd go on and you thought you had the wittiest comment and one of our listeners had beat us to it already. I kept wanting to put one down like, oh, they're way funnier than I am.
Yeah, there were some common themes, but some people really hit it out of the park.
Okay.
Let me share a few of them with you.
Please.
There was one picture of one of the Coen brothers talking to Scorsese, and they're holding, both of them have their hands on the Oscar.
It's kind of a death grip.
Yeah, like they're fighting. So the winning caption we chose for that one was from James Wax, and it was, though it was Coen's night, Scorsese outspectacles him once again, because of course Martin Scorsese has those huge glasses. Huge. A runner-up for that one was, thinking that he was actually the recipient and not the presenter, Henry Kissinger attempted to wrestle the Nobel Prize from winner Ethan Coen.
That's good.
That one's from AJ Sowers. Some other ones we liked, there was a picture of Katherine Heigl, and she had a very bright tan.
Rosy hue.
Very
bad, anyway.
Somebody did they sprayed on that tan. They did it twice. I thought twice was twice as nice, because she was bronze.
Double coat.
So a couple of the entries we had for that were, for best results, bake for 30 minutes at 425 degrees.
Oh, no.
From Dan Sturtevan. Also, 27 trips to the tanning salon from Kevbo. Of course, a reference to her movie. One of the pictures that brought some of the more interesting comments was a picture of Hugh Welchman, who won the Oscar for Peter and the Wolf. And he was holding sort of a creepy-looking doll in his hands. I have to confess, some of the comments we got on that were a little inappropriate. But there were some funny ones, too. Say hello to my little friend. I won the Owen Wilson lookalike contest, and all I got was this Luke Wilson doll.
Little doll. That one is funny.
Because he really did look like Owen Wilson in the picture, too. That was great. And, of course, there was the infamous picture of Helen Mirren, which looked like she was almost pole dancing. She had her hand on a red pole, and she sort of swinging around it. And people went nuts for that one. And, of course, made references to Diablo Cody, who won for Juno, who has sort of a infamous past as a stripper.
Yes.
So they asked, Diablo, is this how you do it? My stripper name is Dame Detective Chief Inspector Jane Tennyson.
Oh, no.
And Helen Mirren practices for the after party.
You guys are tough out there.
But funny. Thanks for sharing those, Caitlin.
No problem.
So I actually have a listener comment that I would like to nominate for sort of after the Oscars award for best screenplay in three sentences.
Okay.
It has to do with our segment yesterday about lickable ads in magazines. The person writes about being on an airplane with someone who seemed a little unusual to her from the start. And she writes, suddenly he pulled the in-flight magazine out of the seat pocket, opened it up, and sneezed into it. Then he put it back in the seat pocket. I have never touched a magazine in a public place since then, and I sure wouldn't lick one. Award, please.
Amen, sister. That's all I gotta say. Amen. I'm not doing it either.
All right, you can read about, because a lot of the comments were very, very funny. The Oscar picture comments.
And still bring them in. We close the contest, but if you have some funny ones you want to submit, feel free, post them on a blog.
All right, you can find us online at npr.org/Bryant Park or twitter.com/BPP. A magazine story. That's going to haunt me all day. Laura and Caitlin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, you guys.